I want to be maimi the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And machlekes Rav Shimon and Elozo and Rav Akiva. And the braisa steht as Sloim v'dinri. And the shtar it says sloim v'dinri. That miut rabim is shtayim. So shtayim he for sure has to pay. That's nish ken shayle. He has a shtar that he owes other sloim or dinri. Aber mal v'oimer chomesh v'loi v'oimer sholosh. The Malva says you owe him Chomesh, and the Leiva says I only owe three. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Oimer Hoil that he said three. That's the deal with the Gemara Shpeter. So he's a Meida b'Miktza, so he's Chayev Shvua. And Rabbi Kiva Zok Nein is a Meshiv Aveda and he's Potum in a Shvua. That's the Gemara. So Shitas Rashi, we mentioned, I want to be maybe to be Maimid the Dvorim Kmo Yishahem. Shitas Rashi, that the machlekes Reb Shimon ben Elozer and Rabbi Akiva is giboy tazei. A person says he owes three. Reb Shimon ben Elozer holds his omeida b'miktzas, and Rabbi Akiva holds meishiv aveida. The first hanoche, the first yesoid is b'shitas Rashi. Rashi holds that migula afturim mishvu lo yamrina. This is the first yesoid. And anders sagen Tage, that the Yesod of Rashi is given geboit from our sugya. But first, azay shitas Rashi. In Ksuvus Yudches Amud Beis, migul afturim yishvu eloi amrinen. Seile Reb Shimon ben Elozer and seile Rabbi Akiva. It's a Yesod of migul afturim yishvu eloi amrinen. When the Torah needs a migu, migul afturim yishvu eloi amrinen. Lefi everyone, migu doesn't patur min hashvu. That's the Yesod. So what is the machlekes Reb Shimon ben Elozer and Rabbi Akiva? So Reb Shimon ben Elozer, poshut. He's a Meidah B'Miktzas. He's Chayiv Shvuah. He could have said two. Even if two is Patur, so what? Aber Lemaise, now he's a Meidah B'Miktzas. He says three is Chayiv Shvuah. He could have said two. Even if two is Patur. If two is Chayiv, it's Chavad good. Aber the Gemara has big tzedodim that two is Patur. But even if two is Patur. Maskana the Gemara says Kfirash B'Karakoyes. Two is Patur. Yeah. Even if two is Patur. Even so. Sholosh is Chayiv Shvuah. Why is a Meidah B'Miktzas? He has a way out. So what if he has a way out? Aber Lemais is a Meidah B'Miktzas. Chayiv Shvuah. He has a Migu. Migu Laftur M'Shvuah doesn't help. Lema Lev Lemairit. Reb Shimon Elozer is glad. Vos halt Rabbi Akiva? Vos halt Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds his potum in a Shvuah. Rabbi Akiva holds his potum in a Shvuah. Why he holds his potum in a Shvuah lefi Rabbi Akiva? He's a Meishiv Aveda. Meishiv Aveda. Rabbi Akiva holds his a Meishiv Aveda. Not mitzad migu. Not because he could have said two, he's a migu. And we say we don't hold for migu lefi Rashi. So why is potur alibid Rabbi Akiva meishiv aveide? So Rashi a takona de rabbonon. Takona de rabbonon. There's no reason really to patur him. It's a takona de rabbonon. Takona de rabbonon. What is the takona de rabbonon? A takona de rabbonon. While he's meishiv aveide, while he's a meishiv aveide, he could have said two, and now he said three. Not migu that if he would say two, he's potur, so now also he's potur. No, that's not the cheshbon. It's not the cheshbon. It's not the cheshbon. Because migu laftur mishvu lo yamrina. So why is potur? Meishiv aved, anu takone de rabbono. Not migu mitoich shiyoch aloim ar shtayim ve'omar sholosh mipatur him. No. No, a new takone de rabbono is called meishiv aveda. What is the takone? He could have said two, and he was generous. He said three. We gained the hainu. If he would say two, he would have to do a shvuah. He would be in trouble. Oh, but lemaise, bottom line, he will pay two. Now lemaise, he's paying more. We want to convince people to pay more. More from what they have to. So the fact that he's offering to pay more from what he has to, We want to encourage people to do such a thing. If they're doing it with a good reason, this is Be'etzim, the takon of Meishiv Aveide. The Mr. Gutayid, the Mr. Meishiv Aveide, we patur you from Hashvuah. So Val, you gave more from what you had to give. But mainly you have a takon of Meishiv Aveide. That's the aside of Meishiv Aveide. That's the takon of Meishiv Aveide. You were Meishiv Aveide. You said more from what you had to do. Meishiv Aveide. No shaykhis to migu. That's the shitas Rashi in the whole sugya. No migu, Shimon ben Elozer is poshut that he's chayev. Meidah b'miktzas, but he could have got out of it. Machpat li, he's chayev. No migu, so there's no reason to patur. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's anayah b'smedrash. A b'smedrash from a takona de rabbonon. Anayah b'smedrash. What is the anayah takona de rabbonon? He could have said two. He was chayev a shvuah. He had a broch. But he said three. The mice, you're getting more money. Take him out of his broch. He doesn't have to make a shvua. Then he would get, if he would say to, could it be potu mishvua? It could be chayim mishvua. It's not migu. Migu is, if I would say this, I'll be potu, believe me now. I don't believe you. We don't believe you, bichlal. This means that the rabbonim, midoy raise, he would be chayim mishvua. And he could have said to, migu lefturim mishvua leyamrinen. It's a posh that takon at the rabbonim, midoy raise, avad is chayim. We don't make cheshbon if he could have had a way out. It's not a svor. It's a takon at the rabbonim. He was nice, the melo we patter him. That's the shitas Rashi. So good, as he does that takon at the rabbonim. No, so why Reb Shimon Elazar doesn't offer the takon at the rabbonim? Why Reb Shimon Elazar doesn't offer the takon at the rabbonim? Let Reb Shimon Elazar offer the takon at the rabbonim. Why doesn't offer the rabbonim? That's how he doesn't hold from it. As Mehatas is as that takon at the rabbonim. So what Reb Shimon Elazar holds? Where was Nelam Reb Shimon Elazar? Where was Nelam Reb Shimon Elazar? Where was Nelam Reb Shimon Elazar? Zogt Rashi Ateretz. Reb Shimon Elazar holds that we don't hold from this takon. You know why? In a Meshiv Aveda, the normal person, he could have just walked home without picking out the Aveda. He would look the most honest person in the world. He never found it. No Shaykhis, he's not a part of this whole mess. Gonish. He's picking it up. He's trying to be nice. Now people are choshing him. I got Chazal Pater. Makes sense to make a takon. This person, he's in the mess. It's a shtar against him. He himself wants to say three to look good. If he will say two, and the other guy says five, he will say, other, he's right. 50% is a gun. Two people are arguing. Maybe he's right, maybe he's right. No one will know who is right. Some people will like, 50% will say, Yelam is right, 50% will say. He said, you know what, listen, I'm giving three. No, Allah Zen, I didn't have to. I could have made a shvur. You see, I'm nice. Maybe all of that in Gechash, but Moses says later, we come out. But the Mele, the fact that he's giving an extra, he looks good. It looks good from his point. He's giving an extra. Looks good. So the Mele is not a Meshiv Aveda. He's not trying to help us. He's Pasha doing it from his own purpose reasons. Pasha, he doesn't want to look bad. A normal Meshiv Aveda, Pasha could stay home. Doesn't have to pick up the Aveda. It's the easiest, quiet. He just walks, he never saw. No, well, it's supposed to not leave it at Tzorazu. Maybe he goes in, he tried to help with money. Chazal have Rachmanis on him and they patter it. This person is messed up. He has a shtar against him. He has to say two. Now the other person is saying five. He's thinking to himself, oy, I will not look good in this whole story. You know what? I will give extra. So there's no Meshiv Aveda. So if we misadar the dvorim, what does it in the kudas alomdas? Lefi Rashi. Reb Shimon Elazar hold, if you say three, you are made of a mixas. I could have said two and I would have a migu. Believe me, if I would say two, I'm potur. Believe me now, migu laftur and mishvur la yamrida. But I'm a Meshiv Aveda, chosh lemaisa, I gave extra money here. Meshiv Aveda does know. Meshiv Aveda is only when you come on your own. Here Chazal never made a takone, because you have purposes to do it. So Chazal never made a takone to you. Rabbi Kiva patters why? Not because Migu. Migu lefturim mishvur la yamrinen. But that's Meshiv Aveda. So does he say the Radvorim lefi Rashi? Lefi Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Lefi Reb Shimon ben Elozo. You chayev shvur because you are moide b'miktsas, and there's no Migu because Migu lefturim mishvur la yamrinen. And Meshiv Aveda you don't hold for. Rabbi Kiva holds Yipotu, not mitzad the migu, migu lefturim mishvur leyamrinen, but the new takon of the rabbanon of Meshiv Aveda. Does he the seder advorim lefi Rashi? Does he the ganze sugya? And Rashi be'etzem in the sugya doesn't say more from that. There's no more in the sugya from that, chutz from that in Rashi. Does he the ganze sugya lefi Rashi? Does the ganze sugya? There's nothing else in the sugya lefi Rashi chutz from them. Does he the ganze sugya? Now maybe we'll read the Gemara inside, and you'll see the Gemara bichlal doesn't go back and forth, shtayim potu, shtayim chayiv, doesn't change. The Meshiv Aveda is either way. He could have said two, and now he's saying three. Is a Meshiv Aveda. You're right, he has cheshbonos, but the Meis is giving extra money as a reason for a Meshiv Aveda. Let's send the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Slayim v'dinim alvo amecholosh v'leiv v'mesholosh, rabshim v'lo zorayim v'oil v'in mitzas tayin yishov, v'amayim v'miktsas. No, migu no Meshiv Aveda. V'kibu v'imer eina elo kemeshiv aveda, lo shana Gemara kipshutim v'potu. Don't even mention the Lazarus of oil. Why do we mix this with Tainu Yishova? Tainu Medo Amar Sholosh. Hosh Tainu Potu. That is Meduyek. Reb Shimon Lazarus of oil. That he said three is Chayim. The high star the Kamoide beHelach. Ushma Meno Helach Potu. So the Val the Gemara learned Tainu Potu. But the Gemara doesn't have a problem now. Tainu Potu. And if Reb Shimon Lazarus Sholosh is Chayim, I has a Migu could have said Tainu. Migu Laftur Mishmur Leamrinen. I is a Meshiv Aveda. He doesn't hold for Meshiv Aveda. Doesn't hold for Meshiv Aveda. Rabbi Kiva holds potu, not mitzad the migu. The reason Rabbi Kiva patters is because Meshiv Aveda. So the Gemara, lo yilam emelo shtayim chayev. weil ich doch nicht schon, ich darf gehen, Rabbi Kiva, da haben wir schon wieder verpottet, komm mal, was ist Stein mit Chayev und Chayev? Was ist Stein mit Chayev? Nun, Stein mit Chayev, Rabbi Shimon doesn't make sense. No Migu, no Meshiva Vede. Weil if you Rabbi Kiva, you potu, if you would say Stein, you would also be Chayev, not with said Migu. I'm potu if you Rabbi Kiva, because I'm a Meshiva Vede. You either be Stein, I would also be Chayev Shvur, and now I'm also Chayev Shvur, aber I'm a Meshiva Vede. I'm a Meshiva Vede. Yochi, and the Gemara could stay like that. The Gemara doesn't have a problem to say that Shtayim Chayev, and even so Rabbi Kiva will patur b'sholosh. Not because he has a migu, because it's a meishim aveide. So the Gemara has a kasha, lo shna Gemara is not gishmak. Yochi, Rabbi Shimon, lo zeroi meroi levoide, v'mikzas latayne yishova, av zei shova mi boyele. Mashma, lo shna Rabbi Shimon, lo zero, that only b'sholosh you chayev shvua. B'shtayim you not chayev. Elo lo ilam Shtayim Chayev, potu. Ay, zaraya, that heilach is potu. Aber lo ilam Shtayim potu, veilach Chayev, v'shani yochel, k'masal ishtor, inem ishtum da'av le ishtar, shibul karkoiz, v'nishtoyim al kfir, shibul karkoiz. Aber lefi Rashi, and this is the reason, there's no Rashi in the Gemara, nothing changes if Shtayim is Chayev, or Shtayim is potu, es einu mishane le'etzem divrei ha'gemore. Es einu mishane le'etzem divrei ha'gemore. Es not mishane le'etzem divrei ha'gemore. Why is not mishane le'etzem divrei ha'gemore? Because the Divrei HaGemara is one Yesod. Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozer is no Migu. So now he's made of a Mikzas, but Shtayim is Potu, so what? There's no Migu. There's no Meshim Aveda. So again, it doesn't make a difference. So Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozer, if I'm made of a Mikzas, I'm Chayev Shvua. Migu doesn't help. Meshim Aveda, we don't say such a Svara. So you write, B'Shtayim I'm Potu. B'Sholash I'm Chayev Shvua. I could have said Shtayim, it's a Loch Patli. Rashi doesn't have what to explain. Rabbi Kiva holds, I have a Meshim Aveda. Not because I have a Migu. So Shtayim I'm Chayev, Shtayim I'm Potter, doesn't make a difference. I could have said Shtayim, I'm giving extra money. So B'meile, I'm Meishim Aveda, Chazal, pardon me. This is the reason Rashi doesn't have what to explain, when Alt is glad. Attack is no Rashi's. It's no Rashi's. Those are the Tzus of the Shmai Yisrael, Libet Rashi. Teisves, we'll start Teisves Namud Aleph. Teisves Be'etzem, Teisves is missing two lines, but the Teisarosh and Tchilas HaSugiyah says it, and we know Teisves in Ksuvis Yudches says it also. Zog Teisves, I'm choylek an Rashi, Meshi Vaveide means a Migu. I hold Migu lafture mishvu amrinen. I hold Migu lafture mishvu amrinen. Bemele, I'm not learning a takona de Rabbonon, I'm learning a svore de reise. I'm not learning a de Rabbonon, I'm learning a de reise. And the sugi is mitzad Migu. As I zog the Teisarosh, he brings Rashi takona de Rabbonon. No, and I'm not poshet. If it's a taker takon de rabbonon migu lo yamrinen, it's a taker takon de rabbonon. If it's a migu, koyach if migu is a svore de reis. Koyach if migu is a svore de reis. 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 So the lomdus of the sugya is around migu. So the beginning, Teisus doesn't have what to explain yet. The Gemara didn't start to shtel. Lefi Rav Shimon Elozer, if Shtayim is Chayev, is taken no Migu. We have to understand what's the Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. So Teisus starts and Seder HaGemara, and he's trying to figure out where is the Migu Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, and every time when he will explain the Migu Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, he has to explain why is no Migu Alibi de Rav Shimon Elozer. And when he explains why it's no Migu Alibi de Rav Shimon Elozer, he has to explain why is a Migu Alibi de Rabbi Kiva. Lefi Rashi, the sugya was no Migu. So Takone the Rabbon of Meshiva Veide, one holds from it and one doesn't hold from the Takone. Why Rashi explained why he doesn't hold from the Takone and he holds from the Takone? And there's nothing more to explain. The Migus don't work here anyways. Migu lafture mishvul if Rashi le'amrina. Takone the Rabbon, Rav Shimon Elozer doesn't hold from the Takone of Meshiva Veide because he has, the person does it, he wants to look good. And Rabbi Kiva holds from the Takone of Meshiva Veide. Fault is a Meshiva Veide. It's a svore. Oh, but Tesis doesn't hold from Meshiva Veide. If he tastes the longness of the sugi is Migu or not a Migu. Migu or not a Migu? Migu or not a Migu? That's in the Scheshman of the Sugya. So now Teis has to explain, Duch and Duch, Teis has to explain, Duch and Duch, where is the Migu of the Sugya, Alibet Rabbi Akiva, and why Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozer is not a Migu? When Azei Shtet Lemais and Teisarosh, when he puts the words of the Kasha, all the Teisim, Azei Shtet Klor and Teisarosh. Again, the first Teisarosh and Teisik Suva say, Klor, we're going with Migu in Asugya. Rabbi Kiva holds from a Migu, and Rabbi Shimon Elozer doesn't hold from a Migu, and no Takone de Rabbona. The Takone is only when people pick Avedes. It's a Bezunder Takone, people could have not picked Avede. But here it's a Dinu Dvorim in between two people. No Shaykhis to the Sugya, if Takone de Rabbona. Alts is a Shaila from a Migu, no Shaykhis to Takone de Rabbona. Frek Teisakasha. The Gemara starts, Heilach Potu. As in my sense, the Gemara stays like that. That Shtaim is Potu, is Meduyek, only Sholish is Chayev. Frek Teisa says, if Shtaim is Potu, why is no Migu Ali B'Rab Shimon Elozo? Vim Toimar, Yenema B'Sholish, the Migu, Liboy Amar Shtaim. Shtaim is Potu, he has a Migu. Fi Rashi, Migu Laftur, Mishvur, Layam Rinen. Meshiva Veda Rashi holds, he doesn't hold from. But Teisa is learning that everything is Migu. And Migu Laftur, Mishvur, Layam Rinen. If Migu Laftur, Mishvur, Layam Rinen. Frek Teisa says, if Migu Laftur, Mishvur, Layam Rinen. So what happened to the Migu here? What happened to the Migu? Where is the Migu? That's the Teisa's Kasha. Zog Teisa's V'yashloimah. Kevon de Heilach Potur. Im Yoimar Shtayim, have a Koifer HaKoil. He looks like a Koifer HaKoil. Ve'ein Odo Meis. As every Moide B'Mikzas doesn't have a Migu that it be Koifer HaKoil because Ein Odo Meis. Vail Heilach Potur, it's a Chidush. If Heilach Chayev says, but Vail Heilach Potur, so we're looking at Kilo, it's out of the picture. So Vail Heilach Potur, we're looking at Kilo, it's out of the picture. So if we look at it, Kilo, it's out of the picture. B'meile, it's Kilo, he was Koifer HaKoil. So he doesn't have a Migu that he could have said two. Why he doesn't have a Migu that he could have said two? Because if he says two, he's like a maze. If he says two, he's like a maze. If he says two, he's like a maze. And it's a maze. It's a Migu da'oz. The Sarosh calls it. It's a Migu da'oz. It's a Migu da'oz. It's a Migu da'oz. The Nusavos Ad Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva lo yavi azus, the Messiah le shtore. It doesn't mean the Messiah le shtore on Mudbeis. It means tam, le maizah, the shtar looks like him, so it's not a migud ha'ozer. This is the Teisvus. So be'etzem, Teisvus starts in Shlav Aleph of the Gemore. Why? And it's said that shtayim is potur mitzad heilach. Why is no migud lefi Rav Shimon Elozer? Migud ha'ozer. Because heilach potur is like koifer ha'kol, it's a migud ha'ozer. If it's a migud ha'ozer, my time to Rabbi Akiva, Messiah le shtore, it's not such a migud ha'ozer. Those are the Teisvus. Firashi, we said Tekasha never started. We don't hold for Migu. No kasha of Migu. And no kasha of Migu da Oze. Rabbi Akiva is not going with Migu. Nishkan kasha, nishkan teretz. Teisus means everything is Migu. What happened to Rabbi Shimon Elozer? Migu da Oze. Migu da Oze? What's Rabbi Akiva? It's not Oze. Firashi, Migu bichlal doesn't help. It's not Oze. You are Oze. Nish da Oze. Gornish. It's not a Migu here. It's a takon of the Rabban of Meshiv Aveide. He holds on the Meshiv Aveide and he doesn't hold on the Meshiv Aveide. No Shaykh is the ganze Teisus. But here we added, Reb Nochem adds a Knech. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. Rashi said, why is no Meshiv Aveide? Rab Shimon Elozer, Rab Akiva holds he's a Meshiv Aveide. Why Rab Shimon Elozer holds he's not a Meshiv Aveide? People like to look bright. So, by Meshiv Aveide regularly, he didn't have to pick up the Aveide. But here, if he will say two, he will look argument with Yenem. He wants to look great, so he said three. So he prefers to say three. So he's not doing it because he's a tzaddikal. He's doing it, we don't have to encourage him to do it. He will do it because his own wants, his own needs to do it. But Mele, we can't match him like a Meshiv Aveide. But Mele is no Meshiv Aveide. Does he the Svorah that Rav Shimon Elozer doesn't offer Meshiv Aveide? As he's a Krashi. Rav Akiva, you have a Meshiv Aveide. Zog Reb Nochem, if it's a svara that a person likes to say three, he likes to look good. He likes to look about he's giving. He doesn't want to look two people say against a maisedo. So why Teis doesn't answer? This is the reason he doesn't have a migu. He asked me a kasha, why the fear of Shimon Elozer? When he says three, he doesn't have a migu of two. Why when he says three, he doesn't have a migu of two? I'll tell you why. He likes to say three, so he doesn't have a migu. What is the migu? I could have said two. And Rashi said, you like to say three. Balabatish, you like to look good. Teisa says, it's an azus to say two. Why does he have to say it's an azus to say two? It's regular to say two. This is chidushim. Heilach potu is like kefer hakoil. Don't say chidushim. Just say balabatish. That the reason it's not a migu because he likes to say three. As if Rashi. Zogt Reb Nochem very, very posh. Zog Reb Nochem very, very poshut. Listen carefully. Zog Reb Nochem azay. The svara that a person likes to say three doesn't kill migus. I'll tell you more from that. Sidoam and Omar, migu da oze amrinen. Why? I could have said two. We pass migu da oze lo amrinen. Sidoam shittes migu da oze amrinen. Right? Why? Person could have made. But you don't want to be mazed. So what if I don't want to be mazed? But if I would say to I'll be nemon, I couldn't be zeiche. Such a chutzpah. So I'm a ganev. If you think I'm a ganev, I'll be a chutzpah. I have a migu, believe me. If I want to be potter, I say, if I would say two, I'll be potter mishvur. So believe me, in three, I have a way out. I don't like it yet, but if I'm a shakran, I would have a way out. So I have a koyach. I have a koyach to tain amigu. I have a koyach to tain amigu. So while I have a koyach to tain amigu, it's not. But we like to say three. So I like. But I would, this is the koyach of migu every time. Every time. You know, the Ilim Emetzet says, every migu is not a migu. I know migu, so I'm telling you all the time, I want you to believe me in migu. But every migu, I know migu, so forget it. I have a koyach, I could have tied it all the time. But Mela Tesis only could answer migu the house. Rashi is not coming to shlug migus. Rashi says he deserves credit for saying three or not. He's a tzaddik. He wants to look malabatish. No shaykh is a tzaddik. He wants to look that everyone will say he's giving out money. So you don't have to try to encourage him. Don't worry. He will come himself to do it. Don't worry. He will come. Don't call him a meishiv aveda. Dehainu. Meishiv aveda is not a din emonis. Chazal want people to say three. So they're trying to make things to make people to pay three, to do say three. They made the pattern of shvur. Zok Rav Shimon Elozer, you don't have to. Everyone, people, it's not coming from tzidkus, this tree. It's coming from he wants to look nice. But mainly, you can't give boy on this tree to make him a meishiv aveda. Don't worry, he's nishkin the gresta tzadik. He doesn't deserve a present for what he did. He's nishkin the gresta tzadik in the world. Could be he's doing it for his good reasons. Aber mize ad to break a migu on nishkin shaykhus. Aber he has a migu, he has a koyach to taine. Migu da aose is a tzad lo yamrinen. Also a chidush. Migu da aose lo yamrinen. Some people hold migu da aose yamrinen. Some say migu da aose lo yamrinen. Machleikes. Migu da aose yamrinen, migu da aose lo yamrinen. Das ist machleikes. Aber stamateine? Avada nicht. This is the first chalik of tesis. Let me get now to the next tesis. Le'olam shtayim chayev. Then the Gemara says, no, shtayim is chayev. Shtayim is chayev. And even so, Rav Shimon Elozer holds, that shalosh is chayev shvur. And Rabbi Kiva holds that he's potu. So Rav Shimon Elozer now makes sense. Lefi Teisves. He doesn't have a migu. If he would say two, he would also be chayev. Meishiv Aveda, the Teisves never knew from. But there's no migu. But why Rabbi Kiva patters? And the tzad of Shtayim is chayev, so why Rabbi Kiva patters? Now, I want to explain. The Teisves Rosh has these words. If you're learning mitzad migu, what is migu? If I would say A, I'll be potur, believe me in B. No, if I would say shtayim, I need a shvur. So now I'm saying shalosh, how you could patter me mishvur? Lefi Rashi, lo meshaneh, you had to be chayev shvur. But I would make a shvur and you'll be left with two. So nice, I gave you extra money. So we patter you. I'm not saying that by two I'll be potu. Meishim aveda. If I would not pick it up, you would not have the money. If I would say two and I'll make a shvur, you'll be left with two. Meishim want the money to come out. The better that money comes out. People that give out the money, Chazal try to treat them back, to encourage it, that's the Meishim aveda. Takon en rabbonon, tikun ha'olam, tikun ha'olam. So someone if two, well, Rashi never doesn't have a problem. He never asked the kasha. Abazag the teisa rosh. I'm learning migu now. So on the tzad that shtayim is chayev, Rav Shimon Elozer makes sense. So it's no migu. Two is chayev, shalosh is chayev. Rabbi Kiva is the one that doesn't make sense. This is the stasis. The afal gav the shtayim chayev, choshi veRabbi Kiva meishiv aveda. So when you read the tasis, the words you can make a mistake because he says meishiv aveda. Teisa rosh adds. Aval gav de shtayim chayev choshi l'Rabbi Kiva migu. Why is the migu? Where is the migu? V'ksha'im ha'shtayim nire yoyser neman lefi she'ashtar mesayon. Shtei do chidushim atzumi b'hilchis migu. That even at a betaynash 2, he will not gain, he will not be potu mishvuo, even so it's called a migu. It's a big chidush. Namash, if migu is kech ha'tayin, it doesn't make sense. Because b'shtayim is chayev shvuo. Aber, val if he would say shtayim, he would look better, Val, if you would say shtayim, he would look better. So b'meile, val b'shtayim, he looks better. So b'meile, he looks now that he's neman. I'm an honest person, because if I'm a liar, chotch, I would say two, and I would look better. I know that if I would say three, I would be part. It's like, Tisarosh, in a chanami, the Gemara later will ask this kasha, al rumi komarim. Tisarosh finishes it. maybe he knows all of this plan. The Gemara could have shrugged it off like the Sarosh. But the Migla is, I look honest. Maybe only Lafturim Mishmur, we say such a svore. We're not speaking like Gabi Momen. Here that you need a Birur, you don't need a Nehemonis. You need a Birur, Lafturim Mishmur. But Mikol Mekim again, the stasis doesn't exist, Aliba de Rashi. Because if you're Rashi, I don't need to come to a Migla. It's a Meshiv Aveda. Fakat Rashi is Giboit. Rashi is Giboit. Rashi is Giboit. What's Rashi is Giboit? Rashi knows that Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen. From where Rashi knows that Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen? From our sugi, there's no Migus here. The Torah says the sugi is not going with Migul. Sugi is Meshim Aveide. Torah says that has a problem with Migul. So the first Amud Aleph, he asks, what happened to Rav Shimon Elozo? Where's the Migul? Where's the Migul? Then he finished the answer, Rav Shimon Elozo. Now he's asking, was mit Fakert? And the next Gemara, was mit Rav Akiva? Was mit Rav Akiva? Was mit Rav Akiva? Now the last thesis. Now the Gemara says, Lo'ilom heilach chayev. Aber shtayim es potur, that mitzad heilach, mitzad mitzad lishtore, ina mi mitzad, ein ishboim al kfir shivul karkoes. Frek thesis, the next, dibra maschi lo'ilom, tisarosh tazet zahem shach the thesis amud alef. Vim toimar, again, lefir Shimon Elozer, he has a migu. He could have said shtayim. So before in Amud Aleph we answered, shtayim looks like koifer hakoyed because heilach potur. But now that you're saying that Heilach is Chayev, and he's both of the Zaitike reasons, Kum Tzurik de Kashe, believe in Bemigu, he could have said Shtayim, Vim Taimar, Kevon de Heilach Chayev. No, why is both of the Zaitike reasons? Misael is Shtore, Shibut Karkoes, so he has a Migu, he could have said Shtayim. Ki Oman Ami Shtayim, Eino Kefer HaKoyl, Ki Oman Sholesh, Yen Eman Bemigu, Diboy Amar Shtayim, Umay Taimed Arab Shimim and Elozor. Again, Lefi Rashi, so what if he has a Migu? Migu Leftur Mishvuel Lo Yamrinen. Rashi doesn't have such a kasha bichlal. It's only Meishim Aveide, and Meishim Aveide in Ishto, but he wants to look balabatish. But if he tastes, we're not asking if it's Meishim Aveide. Tastes in the Sugi as a Migu. For he tastes, I answered, Yonam Mudalev, that Valeilach is Potter, I look like Kefer HaKoyl. But if Heilach is Chayef, and the reason I'm Potter is I think the reason is Mistai Lishtore. You know me, I'm Potter because what? Kfiras Karkoes, but the Meis, if I would say to, I'm Potter. So Rabbi Kibbe makes sense, he has a Migu now. But Rabbi Shimon Elozo doesn't make sense. Why he doesn't have a Migu? What is the Pshat in the Sugya? So it says, V'yashloimah, the Svirle, the Mashashtar Messiah, Eino Toyen Berotzin, Fishinira Shemach Masashtar Moide, Vim Loya Yashtar, Oya Koyfer HaKoyl. This Rosh adds, one word. Taisus answers, it's vital migu de'arose. Why? Vali saying two, what the other person says? This person is a chotzuf. Two is saying he's stuck to the wall. He's stuck. Because he emel asot. If he could have not said two, he would also not say two. So he looks the same chotzuf of Koifer HaKol. Why Koifer HaKol looks a chotzuf? At least try, you know, you owe me something. Try to bend down a little bit. Epes. As I'm a chotzuf. You're mechutzav, I know you would say kaifa. You said too because you're stuck. I don't see a little bit of chnoe. Because you owe me money. Don't know you. It's a chutzpah. Epis, mishtumutika mishtamet. He doesn't, yes and no. Try to dray out. The two that he has to say, achokhme that he's saying. The man, it's also a kind of a oz. Also a kind of a oz. And what's al rabakive? It's not a oz. Those are the tastes. So advorim muchochim, I want to explain all that. Advorim muchochim. That's not Stam Machlekes Rashi and Teisus. Teisus that learned the Sugya, it's Chaval that this Teisus Taki doesn't have these two lines of Teisarosh. I don't know, maybe this is why it was missing here, Taki, but that Be'etzim Teisus is Cholek and Rashi, Teisus is Niksuvas, that it's a Migu, the Sugya is a Migu. Val Teisus learned the Sugya is a Migu, and every step of the Gemara he goes back and forth. If it's good, why if you're Shimon Elozer, it's not Migu. When it's no Migu, why if you're Bakiv, it's Migu. Again, in the end it's good, so why if you're Shimon Elozer, it's not a Migu. Rashi doesn't have three tasim in the sugya. Because Rashi has a different sugya. So be'etzem, someone will ask Rashi, how Rashi knows that Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen? That there is our sugya. Lema'is in our sugya state that Liber Shimon Elozer that is no Migu. What happened to the Migu? He could have happened to Migu. That there is Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen. Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen lefi Rashi. Migul Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen. Rashi doesn't hold for Migu. And Migu Aftur Mishvu Eloi Amrinen. It's only a sugya of Meishiv Aveda. That's the Be'etzem, our sugya. There's another Isofa here to the sugya. Another Isofa to the sugya. There's different ways to answer it. I will see, if the Eilam will have good kasha, I will say some of the Terusim. If not, we'll just say over the kasha. Rab Kiveiger brings down It's Be'etzem, Tesis and Gittin, Tesis and Ksubes, Tesis Arosh and Daf Gimel, all of the Rishonim, Vimitum, have Eisene, Eisene Kashe and Rashi, Mikoyach Sugya de Sloim Vedinrim. And it's not clear exactly what is the Kashe, and Rab Kiveger Bayos explains the Kashe that it's Mamish Niflesi, that he says it's Mamish Eisene, Eisene Kashe and Rashi. And I want to tell the Kashe. We know Shitas Rashi, Koifer Bepikoden is Chayev Shvur. Not only Moide Bemikzas is Chayev Shvur, even Koifer Bepikoden is Chayev Shvur. Why Be'alvoe is only Bemoide Bemikzas? Why Be'alvoe is only Bemoide Bemikzas? Why Be'alvoe is not Bekoifer Akoil? Because Chazok in Odo Meiz Povav Nei Baal Choyvoi, Bemele, you have to have Moide Bemikzas. Bemele, you have to have Moide Bemikzas. So Lefi Rashi Be'etzem Koifer Akoil is Chayev Shvur. You don't have to be a Moide B'miktsas. The Milve, technically, you need to be a Moide B'miktsas. Why? Because if you koifer a koil as a chazoke, ain odomei ispono bifnei ba'al choyboy, and this part is Yom Yishvua. But b'yesoida lifi Rashi, koifer a koil is also chayev shvua. Just grade b'milve, Rashi holds, Rashi bo b'kamekuf zayin, and the Milve, if you koifer a koil, you have a chazoke, ain odomei ispono bifnei ba'al choyboy, he made you a favor. The Mele, only if you made a B'miktsas, you chayev shvua. Because Bekoifer HaKol, you ain't on the maze. Frek Teisves and Rashi Eisene Kashe. We'll go back to the beginning of the Sugya. Heilach is Potur. Rav Shimon Elozer Oimer, Yuchayev B'Shvua B'Sholosh. And Rabbi Kiva holds you Potur. Why? Rabbi Kiva holds you Potur. We explain, Teisves explain why. He has a Migu, he could have said two. Ah, very Gishmak. So why Rav Shimon Elozer doesn't hold from the Migu? Zog Teisves, ain't on the maze. When he says two, it's like Koifer HaKoil. He doesn't want to be maize. No, so why Rabbi Kiva holds from the Migu? Zog Teisun Amud Aleph, Val Messiah Lishtore, he's not scared to be maize. He's not scared to be maize. Right? Val Messiah Lishtore, he's not scared to be maize. He's not scared to be maize, but Messiah Lishtore, he's not scared to be maize. No? Frek Teh, listen to Eisen Akasha. So when a person says two, three. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, he has a migu. He could have said two. Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozer is no migu. But Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a migu. Why Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozer? We said it's not a migu. It's like Teis Namud Aleph. He's scared to say two. It's like a Kefir HaKoyl. Because Helach is potu, so we take it out. He's a Kefir HaKoyl. No, so why Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a migu? Kefir HaKoyl, you don't say a migu. Every time you don't say a migu, every made of a mixas doesn't have a migu of Kefir HaKoyl. Here, Val is Messiah Lishtore, he's not scared to say two. So I'm asking you a shayla. So when a person says two, why is potu mishvur? Why when a person says two is potu mishvur? Why when a person says two is potu mishvur? What? Why is potu mishvur? No, the Gemara Messiah Shtore doesn't patter. What? Why is Potu Mishvur? No, why is Potu Mishvur when a person says two? So what if Heilach Potu? But he's saying two. Why is Potu? He's Koifer HaKol. Oh, but Teisa says that here he has a chutzpah to be Koifer HaKol, right? Because Messiah Leshtore, he's not scared to be Koifer HaKol. So Lefi Rashi, that be Koifer HaKol, you Chayev Shvur, be Chayev Shvur here. Bichayev Shvur here. When a person is koifer hakoil, lefi Rashi bepikotin is chayev shvur. Why be milve is not chayev shvur? Because ain't other maize, he's scared to be koifer hakoil. Teisa said that when Messiah leishtore, he's not scared to say two. If he's not scared to say two, so b'mele he has to be chayev shvur even if heilach is potu. You write that heilach is potu and it's like koifer hakoil. You write that heilach is potu. And it's like a Koifer HaKoyl. But Koifer HaKoyl, Lefi Rashi, is also Chayev Shvur. Lefi Rashi, Koifer HaKoyl is Chayev Shvur. Why Koifer HaKoyl be Milve is not Chayev Shvur? Ain't no domeis. Ain't no domeis. Ain't no domeis. Valis, ain't no domeis. The Mele is Chayev Shvur. He's Potu Mishvur, Koifer HaKoyl be Milve. But Tesis had a kashe. Why Sholish is Nemon? Migu that he could have said two. I too is maize. No. When it's a Shtar Messiah, he is a maize. If when Shtar is Messiah, he is a maize, so why he doesn't have to make a Shvur? So Bishnei Melefit Taisis, only when there's a Dhorev made of a mixas you have to do a Shvua. When there's no Dhorev made of a mixas, you don't have to do a Shvua. But Lefi Rashi, Kaifer HaKol is also Chayev Shvua. Lefi Rashi, Kaifer HaKol is also Chayev Shvua. Not Migul Eftur HaMishvua. Lefi Rashi, Rashi holds that Be'etzem Kaifer HaKol is Chayev Shvua. Why Mimil Velefi Rashi Yopotur HaMishvua? Because ain't other maze. Now Taisis says that b'shtayim, Odom is meis. Taisa says, to say shtayim, Odom is meis. To say shtayim, Odom is meis, look Taisa. He could have said shtayim. On them, Taisa doesn't have a migu in the sugya. So if he has a migu that Taisa says that he's called a meis to say shtayim, so why Lefi Rashi, when he says shtayim, he's not chayiv shvua? Why is not chayiv shvua Lefi Rashi? Koifer HaKol is chayiv shvua Lefi Rashi. The milvei is not chayiv because ain't Odom meis. But when you take away the ain of the maize, the maize has to be chayiv shvua. No? What? This is the ice chashm. The Gemara says, b'shtayim yupotu mishvua. B'shalosh yichayiv shvua. But b'shtayim yupotu mishvua. B'shtayim yupotu mishvua. This the Gemara says, l'kula alme b'shtayim yupotu retzeilach. B'sholosh, lefi Reb Shimon Elozo Yichayev, b'shtayim, lefi Reb Akiva Yipotu, you have a migu. Frek Taisis, it's not a migu, because he's scared. Zog Taisis, when a shtar is Messiah, he's not scared. When a shtar is Messiah, he's not scared. If he's not scared, so frek Taisis, and Gittin, frek Taisis, and Ksuvis, frek Reb Akiva Eger here, so lefi Rashi, koifer HaKoyel is alamol Chayev Shvua. Zog Rashi, why b'milva you're not Chayev Shvua? Why be milvah you not chayiv shvua? Zok Rashi, because ain't other maize. Because ain't other maize you not chayiv shvua. Because there's no shaykhis of ain't other maize, but shaykhis be milvah is a svar of ain't other maize. Aber Teisa said that when there's a shtar, he is maize. When there's a shtar, he is maize. To say two. So this person is maize to say two. If he's maize to say two, so lechure, even if heilach is potur, but let him be chayiv shvua medin koifer hakoil. Not medin moedim b'miktsas. Medin koifer hakoil, not medin moedim b'miktsas. This is the raya teisa shlogz Rashi. Let him be potu mishvua medin koifer, let him be chayiv b'shvua. The Gemara says that shtayim is potu because it's heilach. Let him be chayiv shvua, einach nami. Na einach nami heilach is potu. But let him be chayiv shvua medin koifer hakoil. No, Lefi Rashi gave a good because it's also high. But milvah yupotu ain't on the maize. Here Taisa says when there's a shtar, you are maize. This you have to ois cheshbon if Rashi is chaylik or not. This you have to ois cheshbon. You have to ois cheshbon if he, both is beirim. What we said here, what we said before, how Rashi will answer it. But Kiveiga bleib tzorichiyon. Kiveiga bleib tzorichiyon. He says that the marshot didn't have the kashe. Kiveiga, it's a posh te kashe. It's a posh te kashe. For sure, the way Taisus learns the kasha, it's an eyes in the kasha. It's an eyes in the kasha. Now we have to know, the way Rashi learned the whole sugi of Meshav Aveide, to ois cheshbon, if the kasha is a kasha, the kasha is not a kasha. You have to ois cheshbon. All of you, what we said, if you have nochim, that maybe be made be mixas, as no chazochim teveh, we have to maybe two drochim, maybe how to meyash of Rashi. We'll leave the terutzim now. Yad arayin, we'll ois cheshbon alein. What is the terutzim? What is the terutzim in das Rashi? Aber zog, לחורד את זה קושי עצומה, זה סמפתח. סמפתח, maybe, to go deeper in מי שבאבי דה אין רשי, or to deeper in רשי in מי דה במקצס. This is the first חלק of the sugi. Long again to the second חלק of the sugi. So למה יש את זה, לא זאת בחשבון אז רב שימן, לא זאת ברב עקיבא, למה יש את מסכון עשה גמור is, that הילך is חי, גמור עושה like this. למה יש את הברייס is מדויק that בשתיים יופוטו. בשולש מחלקס, רבשים לא זוכר, חייב רבקי והורץ, מיגו בישיבה וידה, אבל בשתיים לכולי אלמה יופוטו. And the Gemara wants to say in the beginning, יופוטו מצד הילך, למנדאומה הילך פוטו, יופוטו מצד הילך, if you say שתיים, and למסקונה, the Gemara, even למנדאומה הילך חייב, it's two different ways to answer. יופוטו because מסייר is שטורץ, like אידוס, אידה מסייר, או למסייר is כפיר השיבוד קרקוס, it's like you are מוידה על קרקע. But mikol b'koyim, what is negat to the second chelik of the sugya, be'etzim, is on the cheshbonos. The Gemara says that if you say shtayim, you're not chayav a shvua. Sloim v'dinrim, and you say shtayim, you potur mishvua. Leman da omar heilach potur, it's called a heilach. Bemele you potur mishvua b'shtayim. Leman da omar heilach chayev, you potur mitzad, mesaya l'shtore, inamei hoidoas kfir ha-shimud karkoes. Dosi de gemor. In the Rambam, b'ashkof ha-rishoyno, is a new shita. The Rambam in perek dalet mitoyen v'nitan aloche dalet, the Rambam is mechadesh, a very big aloche. The Rambam says like this. Ein moide b'miktsas chayev shvua, ein moide b'miktsas chayev shvua, ad sheyoide b'dovor she'efshar lo likfor boy. Has to be a idoe and something that he could be koifer. And he's moide. But if lo yitzir, he can't be koifer, sinishken chochme. Keitzat. Mi she'tol chaveri v'omam, mona dinorim yesh li yetzlicho. 50 שבשטר זה ו-50 בלא ישטר. והלוי אומר, it's missing it two words, והלוי אומר, אין לך ביודי, אלו 50 שבשטר. אין זה מוידה במקצה סטיינה. אין זה מוידה במקצה סטיינה. Why? שהרי השטר לא יטויל כפיר עושי בוי, והרי כל נחוסר משובודים, ואפילו כופר בוי הוי חייב לשלם. נרמב"ם עושה איזה חידוש, אבל it makes sense. But if a person cannot be koifer, it's not called a moide b'miktsas. Moide b'miktsas is only if I could have been koifer, and I'm moide, then I'm called a moide b'miktsas. But if I can't be koifer, I'm not called a moide b'miktsas. If I can't be koifer, I'm not called a moide b'miktsas. I mean, if a person comes to his friend, you owe me 50 b'shtar ve-50 ba'alpe, and he says 50 b'shtar yeh, 50 ba'alpe not, he's potu. Hey, moment shen yochel likfor boy. The Rambam adds, v'ari kol mechosu mishu'abodim v'isach mishfarbos. But the Rambam says, "Yesoi shari lo itoil boi kfir osoi." This is the achronim called Shitas Rambam that you have to have hoidoe b'moment sheyochel likfor boy. If it's moment she'ein yochel likfor boy, it's not called hoidoe. It's not called hoidoe. You have to be moide b'moment sheyochel likfor boy. B'moment sheyochel likfor boy. If it's not moment sheyochel likfor boy, it's not called hoidoe. Fragen der Rishonim two kashas on the Rambam. And it's a tuple kasha. One kasha, it's against our Gemara. The Gemara asks, why shtayim is potur? And the Gemara didn't say because it's ein yochel likfor boy. The Gemara said, heilach potur, smesai l'shtore, shibud karkoes. The Rambam has a new teretz against the Gemara. Why the, I mean, if the Rambam is right, why the Gemara didn't say it? L'chul, the Gemara didn't say it, vaistois, Weistois, that we don't say like the Rambam. Weistois, we don't say like the Rambam. Weistois, we don't say like the Rambam. This is one kasha. But it's a bigger kasha. The Rambam holds Heilach Potur. And the Gemara says that Leman Da'omar Heilach Potur, the Shtayim is called Heilach. Why the Rambam can't say Als Heilach? The Rambam will find a different case in moment shel lichvul lichvul boy. Seider, lechaye. But in our Gemara, so it's a double kash. First, the Rambam brings a different reason from the Gemara. You know why you potu? It's moment shel yochel lichvul boy. The reason you potu is because moment shel yochel lichvul. Moment shel yochel lichvul boy. This is the reason you potu. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara has different reasons. Heilach. Second kasha, but Rambam, if you would pass in Heilachayev, the Moshul, the Rif also doesn't bring down the. He says something similar to the Rambam. Say no, maybe the Rif holds Heilachayev. I forgot. We saw in Amud Aleph, Tesis had a Shaila, how we pass in. Sugi de Shmaisa, Azay, Tesis de Mamasa, Barav Sheshes. It's Aloch, Heilach Potu, Heilachayev, Kveshish. But Rambam, you pass in Heilach Potu. So, you're right, you want to say this Chidush, I hear. But we don't need this Chidush. In this case, you could pater him as heilach. So I'm saying, it's a double kash. The Yesoi of the Rambam stays in Gemara, and why the Rambam didn't say the Gemara? Now, the Rambam doubles himself in Aloche Hei. Like this, you tell me, maybe it's a different sugi, echvetish, what is the case there? In Aloche Hei, he brings down our Gemara, and Betoich HaDvorim, he tells us again that he holds the same shtickle. He says in Aloche Hei, Sloim v'dinrim. He doesn't bring down dinrim, Sloim. Malvoim mechomis sloim, voim ksuvim boi, valoim eilech ala sholosh, vehem, aval pishim mechaim moise bishtar ze elo shtayim. Now look how he says. Vehoida besela she efshar likfor boi. Nein, an der Stein, it's not called Loidoe. Because it's Efsher Likfor Boy. Aber hier, he was Meide Besela, she Efsher Likfor Boy. Hareze Potu. So steht klar, that Bestein you Potu, because it's Efsher Likfor Boy. Not Mitzanelach. Stam, the Rambam finishes, with Neshu Kemeshi Vaveide, Vetakonas Chachomimi, Shiroshemeshi Vaveide Loishova Kemeshi Biarno. Stam, Mashma, that he learns like Rashi the Sugye, not like Teisves. Maybe we can make him from the Mepes. Aber Stam, noch ein Rambam like Rashi. Da konnte der Rambam. Aber mit kol mukim der Rambam steht klar, dass es mit Zad meish, dass es beätzem, bestein mit Zmomen schein ihr Cholik vorboi. And I'm saying, it's a double kashe. Why the Gemara didn't say the Rambam? We see from the Gemara doesn't know from the Yisrael the Rambam. And why the Rambam didn't say Heilach? Zog de chidush Aran HaTeretz. He says it b'ktzoro and will be marchiv. He says like this. The Rambam, we had a kash in the Gemara. Why it's called Heilach? If you remember when we learned the Gemara. Why it's called Heilach? Rashi says, Areim lo yoytzeisim v'areim shilcho b'chol mokim shu. Why it's Heilach? Where's the Heilach here? There's no Heilach. So we said, Rashi answered, v'al ze shibud karkoes. So b'meile, v'al ze shibud karkoes, b'meile it's considered like a Heilach. V'al ze shibud karkoes, it's considered like a Heilach. Try to explain it, because he can get it. I think no one had it exactly clear. Why the Shibud Karkoes makes it exactly? As I state in Rashi, as I state in the Ran. Zog the Chidush Aran. Said by Remize. The Rambam learns what is Heilach that he gave it. The Nosna Loi veOmar Heilach. Not a Reish Shelcho Bechol Mokim that he managed gave it. So first the Rambam learned it's not right. Heilach can't pater here. So the Rambam had to make new up, a new pshat. Shlav Aleph. The Gemara is nicht emes. If the way the Rambam learns Heilach, Shtar cannot be Heilach. So the Rambam has to offer something else from the Gemara. Shlav Aleph. Shlav Beis. Offer something else from the Gemara. Zog the Rambam, I will tell you pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, when the Gemara meant Heilach, she meant Momen She'ene Yochel Likfor Boy. The Gemara meant Maishtikel Teire. What is the Pshat? Shlav Gimel. The Rambam learns like this. For the same longness of Heilach, Potu is the same longness of Momen She'eina Yochel Likfor by Potu. What is the aside of Heilach, Potu? It's given. It's Bayu. Momen She'eina Yochel Likfor by is Bayu. Anyway, it will go over to you. It's not called Moedim Mikzas. Like when I gave you, it's the same longness. I gave you, it's over. Aber, Mandama Heilach holds Potu. Mandama Heilach Chayev holds, so what if you gave it to me, but it was in the picture. And Yochel Likfor Boy, it's going to get to you right away, you're right. Lemandama Heilach Potu, it's Potu. Lemandama Heilach Chayev is Chayev. So Avada, here's not a real Heilach. It's a different, it's a new kind of Heilach. Aber it's the Zalbe Zach. Lemandama Heilach Chayev, by us you Chayev, the moment she Yochel Likfor Boy. Lemandama Heilach Potu, you Potu the moment she Yochel Likfor Boy. Lemandama Heilach Chayev, you Chayev the moment she Yochel Likfor Boy. So that's the Digmore. Zog Digmore, Hoshtaim Potu, Lemembre de Heilach Potu, Velche Heilach. Heilach shel Momen she Yochel Likfor Boy. It's not a real Heilach. It's a Heilach of Momen she Yochel Likfor Boy. This is what the Gemara means calls it Heilach. And it's totally in this lumbus. If Heilach is Chayev, so Momen she Yochel Likfor Boy is also Chayev, right? Why? I explained to you. Why Heilach is Chayev? Even that I gave it, but it was. You're right that Ein Yochel Likfor Boy and they're about to take it. Mashengin if Heilach Potu, if I give it, I Potu. And Yochel Likfor Boy is also a reason to be Potu. So the Rambam is Hein Divrei Gemore. The Rambam is the Gemore. The Rambam is not something else from the Gemore. The Rambam is the Gemore. So we're answering both Shailas together. Not the Shailas, the Rambam is against the Gemore. That's in the Gemore. Now I will add. Could be that you have to add to Momen Shein Yochel Likfor Boy that it's Meshubet. Because if it's not Meshubet, even if any Yochel Likfor Boy could be, he'll run away. Only if it's a Karka Meshubedes, that Beis Din for sure could take it. B'gishmak Loshen HaRambam, look in Halacha Dalet. Sh'arei Ashtar lo Yitoil Kfirosi Boy, v'arei Kol HaNechosi Meshuabodim Boy. You need both. I'm asking. In Shach steht nicht das. Der Mamesh Yacholik vorbei, even if it's not Meshubed, it's lefi der Rambam Yupato. In Shach in Zimim Pesayin steht nicht das. In Muki Yosef steht nicht das. Beseide. Aber behelem divrei. Behelem divrei. So noch einmal. So we have a new pshat in the Rambam. Lefi der Rambam we have a gewaldike pshat in the Gemara. So the Rambam said, you say the Mamesh Yacholik vorbei. It's not against the Gemara. It's, forget, we're answering another question we had from last week. Where is the Eilach? So Rashi and the Rambam said, Shibud and Arebu Cholmokoim, it's Ke'en, it's the same, it weighs in the same Lomdus. Lefi the Rambam, it can, it's not the same Lomdus, it's not the same Mahalach Lefi the Rambam. The Teretz is like the Rambam, Choba and the Repshat, Choba and the Repshat. If I can't go, I have to give it to Yodai. Mamesh Yacholik vorbei, it's under the Lomdus. It's very Gishmak. As I said, the Chidush Aran. The Kesef Mishnah here brings the Ran, and he says, "Veloy dak bedivrei Rabbeinu." It's a mistake to learn like this pshat in the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, Harav Rabbeinu Nisim, v'anemuke Yosef beperikam demetzia, lo yordu lesov das Rabbeinu, lo dik deku b'dovo, v'lefichoch hisiu daito ledeo acheres. V'Rav Magid kiven yofel ledaito v'dikte yofel b'leshoinoi sfusai mishak. The Magid Mishnah hot pshat azokta. So even the Siddur has Apshat, Zog the Magid Mishnah, because the Mishnah we can't learn like that. So if we can't learn like that, Be'etzem, we mechuyev again zurik to the Gemara, Pshat. So all of the Kash is coming back. The Rambam is against the Gemara is against the Rambam. Then why the Gemara didn't say the time of the Rambam, and why the Rambam didn't say the time of the Gemara of Heilach? We have two Kashes here. And so we have two Kashes that are literally Asher v'das Rambam. The Ran's Pshat is Givaldika, but the Bessi Yosef calls it Leidikdiku, because of Mishnah, and also the Aloch of Bessi Yosef doesn't pass it. It says Leidikdik Yofi Bedas Rabbeinu. But he see you die till the day of Acheres. Even when you see the Ran, you see that he doesn't like this Pshat Be'etzem. So Be'etzem, we're holding him, we're Meshubet to say Andere Pshat in Ram. Let me gain to the next Shlav Be'etzem, though. That's the Miyash of the Rambam yet. We have a Chiv to Miyash of the Rambam. Sido HaTespes, though. We'll not start the Tesis. I want to give a little akdome to the Tesis. The Amos given the kasha from the Achroinim. Nachlas David, by us, we have to see. Truma Sakri, Simen Peiches. We were zoiche that the Rishonim, the Ramban, Shvuas, Nafla Mezayin, asks the kasha. And I want to tell the kasha. The Gemara answers again. Shtayim Yupotu, as I state. And the Gemara tries three ways. Oder Ratzheilach Potu. Now we have four ways. The Rambam, say on the Rambam. We have Heilach Potu. Two more ways. Even if Heilach is Chayev, Ober Messiah Leshtore, Eda Messiah. In Ami, Kfir Shibut Karkoes. The Stein that he's Moide, it's Karka. While you could be Goive, Mine Nechosi Meshua Bodim, it's Karka. I want to ask you a Shaila. I know it was signed, maybe I'm a racist like a Shaila, but I'm not a fan for him. I don't understand. A person is moide in karka, emotionally. Come over, you owe me karka and kesef. And I say, I'm moide in karka, koi for the kesef, is no shvue. Or moide in kesef and koi for the karka is no shvue. You have to be moide in the talkalim. Karka is no shvue. So here the shtayim is karka. Why is shtayim is karka? Because the halacha is you could be greater than Mishua body. You only could be greater than Mishua body? You can't be greater than Nechayr? If you owe me money, I can't take your shirt? So why it's called that Yumayiti? Why it's called an Amayde Bekarka? Why it's called an Amayde Bekarka? It's also Karka. The Gemara Miyad later says, Tanoi Karkoes Vekelim. Vehoido Bemiktsas Karkoes Bemiktsas Kelim. Chayim Shvua. Why it's called Karka, Bichlal? You're right that the Shtayim I could be Goyve from Karka. But I could be Goyve also from Metaltalim. What makes it Karka? We'll see the Nachlas David is Marich of them, the Truma Sakri, the Ramban and Shvuz Lamedzayin frek the Kashe. And maybe even Tesis Bayos asks the Kashe B'toich HaDvorim. He says he doesn't have a Karka. Tesis doesn't ask it straight. Abba does not have the Yashav Zayin Taki. What is the Chilukim? So Ich bet Take, tomorrow, to see good the Tesis, is the Ramban and the Rosh and Shvuz. And after that, with the Nachlas David and the Truma Sakri, we will be Yashav the Rambam, באויף ניפלו מיט קאפּל מור רמבם זעס 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 זעס
hold of the Torah then, at least.
Okay, dear is the answers. This is thinking good or good. Thinking good is very geschmack. You have to start. The Rishonim shlug up rash.